baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere.
Hello, radio friends. This is Ryan, and this show is called Hours of Pun. I know, it's an amazing name. I thought of it myself. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are a collegiate, student-run, free-form radio organization. This, specifically, is a free-form radio program, but we're pretending to be a talk radio music hour. However, I have invited no guests, unlike in previous weeks where I have pretended to invite guests. Now, coming up, we're going to be the sour hour. So these are a large amount of songs which somehow encompass what it is to be sour, what it means to have sourness be a part of your life. Or simply, they talk about a sour food. We will see some examples soon, but for now, let's jump right into it. Here is The Kills with their titular sour song. We'll be right back. Wonderful. So that has been The Kills with Sour Cherry, kicking off our Sour Hour. Now, sour can mean many different things. It can mean having a rancid smell. It can mean a feeling of resentment or anger. It can mean spoiled because of fermentation. It can mean a drink made by mixing alcohol with lemon or lime juice. However, most commonly, sour refers to an acidic taste. Now, we'll hear more about that later in the hour. However, for now, it's very important to stress that the sour taste is modeled off of the taste of lemons and limes and acids. The citric acid in these fruits is what gives us the sour taste. So, with that in mind, here is a song by the band Lemon. I'm fairly sure it's pronounced Lemon, at least to me. But they are Russian or something. Anyway, enjoy.
Żadnego końca świata dziś nie będzie, bo w Tokio jest już jutro. Wciąż waham się, wciąż chcę cię mieć, chcę pewność absolutną. Gdy zechcesz iść, to nie patrz w dal, zrób jeden krok do przodu. Świat jest pełen wad, jest pełen gniewu. Nie będę myśleć dziś i na jutro, co zostawię. Ty jesteś moją muzą, moją ciszą.
Nie będę myśleć dziś i na You through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls in little notes, you can't expect a bit of folks. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything we thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises, instead of voices. Before you tell yourself it's just a different scene, remember it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. And it's the stars that shine for you. And it's the stars that light. Time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head.
Wonderful. And in order, those songs were Lemon with Jutro and Stone Sour with Through Glass. If you are just now joining us, this is the Sour Hour on Hours of Pun, the only radio show to play all of its content off of YouTube. Probably not true. Now, sourness is the taste which detects acidity. So what this means is that there is a bunch of acids what in your food, and when you taste them, that is sour. Now, the basis for sour rankings is hydrochloric acid, diluted of course, which has a sourness ranking of 1. Sorry, sourness index. Very important to use the correct terminology here. By comparison, citric acid has an index of 0.46, and that is pure citric acid, which is the thing that gives lemons their sour flavor. Now, sour tastes are detected by a small set of taste buds in the tongue. They take in protons through ion channels, and this change in the charge of the cell triggers an electric response. However, some weaker acids can simply penetrate taste cells and thereby elicit their own slightly weaker electric response. Both of these things cause action potentials to fire in your tongue, in your neurons in your tongue, and then in your brain. They make you think that there is a sour flavor. Now, sour is far more popular as a candy flavor in the US and the UK than in other parts of the world. Other parts of the world use sour much more measuredly, I'm going to say. They use it in many more savory dishes, except for, of course, sweet and sour chicken. We're getting to that. But the US, we really like our sour fun dips. Now, of course, the highlight that you should take away from this is that sour measures acid. The amount of acid that is in a food, the strength of that acid, those are the things that are measured by the sour receptor. So with that in mind, here is Bliss of Montreal with Lysergic. Phenomenal. And that was, of course, Lysergic Bliss by Of Montreal, not what I said previously, which was simply objectively wrong. Now, if you have been living under a rock or simply not listening to WMFO for the past month, you may not know this, but we are wrapping up the final week of a very, very tense, exciting, vivid donations drive. So I am required and excited to play for you the following, as of yet, unheard donations PSA. And by unheard, I of course mean unheard by me. And of course, by that, I mean, let me just figure out how to do it.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Wonderful. I hope that motivated all of us into a giving mood, except for me, because I am poor. Anyway, sour beers are a very recent phenomenon in America, although not globally. Now, the first sour beers in America were created in 1996, and this was for a very long time simply set aside until 15 years later. It was rediscovered, and it was delicious, which is very counterintuitive if you've ever seen a beer that's been sitting out for even a few days. This was 15 years. However, discovery is a strong word, and that is because the beer that was created that was so sour was so because of a special yeast which had unintentionally grown in the hops at the start of fermentation. And this yeast, which was unwittingly yet very beneficially grown, soured the beer in a very special way which had not been seen before in American brewing, and that created the sour ale. However, that does not mean that this was a completely new practice, of course, because in the US, the stupid FDA, I know, they only allowed us to use a certain number of yeasts up until very recently to ferment our beers, so we had no idea that these other yeasts even existed. It's wonderful. So now we can grow and or produce some very interesting variants. It's all the rage in the microbrew culture right now. I will tell you, I have looked up the images and it is disgusting. Normal brewing yeasts, they just kind of float on the top. They form a nice little layer. It's beautiful. These yeasts, you treat the barrel. The barrel gets all sticky and white and coated. If you've ever looked up a picture online to show your friends to film a YouTube reaction video, I somewhat recommend these. Simply lie about what they are. They are disgusting. However, the beer that they produce is apparently delicious. I would not know. Anyway, here's another sour song. That was Stone Temple Pilots with Sour Girl, which very much fits our theme. Now, if you are the caller who has been trying to reach the program for the past several minutes, it is cute that you think I know how to answer the phone. I do not. You should see our soundboard. It is incredibly complicated, and it's been a year since I went through training. So, I promise if you call back next week, same time, same channel, I will have looked it up online, and I will just be so good at conducting phone interviews. However, as it is now, I have absolutely no idea what I am doing. So, full disclosure, that's my piece. Anyway, here's another sour thing. Pickles. Pickles are phenomenal. They are historic, and they are sour. They were rumored to be used by Cleopatra as one of her beauty secrets. So, whether this is true or not, we do know that even the ancient Egyptians had the concept of pickling. And pickles are a wonderful food if you are not the most, let's say, ecologically advanced culture, because they allow you to take what would otherwise be a very bland palate and spice it up with a very zesty, very bold flavor. Now, they were used in India. They were used in the Dutch countries. It comes, actually, the word from the Dutch word pekel, meaning salt or brine, which are very important, of course, in the pickling process. So what you do, you take some salt water, you pour it on top of some veggies, and you leave them in the sun for 3-ish weeks. And this allows them to ferment, and then they go past fermenting, and they get all nasty and vinegary. And then you stick them in your basement, and you eat them for the rest of the year. Now, pickles themselves, pickled cucumber, were brought to the United States mostly by Jews, Central European Jews, who were fleeing Europe in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. They opened a lot of diners. They introduced kosher dill pickles to America. And that's important. The dill, very important to this recipe. They began selling pickles straight out of the barrel. They began opening diners, and over time, pickles became a staple in these diners because Americans had come to associate the two flavors of pickles and Jewish cultural foods, which you could then buy for the first time, widespread in America. So, speaking of pickles, here's a song that starts by talking about pickles. Best I could do.
Just wanna ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. There was only one thing, Ray I was on my bike, running to a friend named Mike. Running to a friend named Mike. Mike no longer has a bike, he cries. I don't wanna pick up. I just wanna ride on my motorcycle.
That phenomenal pause just there. It's yet another example of my exemplary soundboard skills. Now, That song was Sweet Sour by Band of Skulls. Immediately preceding it was The Motorcycle Song by Arlo Guthrie. Apparently he is someone famous's son, the latter of those two, who was the former that I played. Not confusing at all, I know. So Sweet and Sour Sauce is a staple of Chinese cuisine, specifically Cantonese cuisine, where it is one of the primary sauce types that is put onto many types of meat and fish. It is often used as a dipping sauce rather than a cooking sauce, although recently Cantonese chefs have begun to warm up to adding it right at the end of walking some, you know, beefs. However, it's not very common. Now, sweet and sour sauce in the States, if you get it, it'll be really pretty sweet and really pretty sour. However, in general, that's not how the flavors are supposed to balance. You're supposed to make it very three-dimensional and beautiful. Now, the typical sweet and sour sauce has some sort of sweet thing, let's say sugar or honey, and some sort of sour thing. This can be sour in the sense that soy sauce is sour, or sour in the sense of rice vinegar. The most popular recipe, given by very famous, recently deceased chef Leung King, has white rice vinegar, salt, brown candy, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, and dark soy sauce, which is, of course, the brand of soy sauce with a little more umami-y. Interesting. Now, that is a great use of sour. Unfortunately, I have already played the sour song associated with it, so we're just going to go right on in to another use of the word, which is a song or anything ending on a sour note. Now, this is, of course, the meaning of sour, which is more resentment, disappointment, anger. It's ending on a bad note. So here is a song about a relationship that ends on a sour note, and the song itself ends with a literal sour note. Maybe I shouldn't have ruined the surprise, but I think you'll enjoy it, and I'm gonna have to censor it at the end, so I think we're all going to enjoy it.
Just lost them.
That was Yona Lee with My High. And if you didn't notice my incredibly subtle censorship job there at the end, well, I don't know why you didn't notice, because it was not incredibly subtle. Now, something else that can end on a sour note, speaking of me having to play PSAs, are grills. Now, summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave it lit or smoldering unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're being a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm very sorry for the next person who has a radio show. I said that 2 minutes earlier than the FCC requires us to say, so they're going to have to say it again. It's okay, they'll do it anyway. Anywho, that was a sour note, but hopefully our program won't end on one. That being said, I have already played all of the songs that I prepared for y'all, which included sour in the name, so maybe this cop-out of an ending will be just a slight bit of a sour note. Now, talking about one more sour food before we leave, sour cream is actually a very interesting substance, because we just kinda let it go. Unlike the beer that we discussed earlier, in which the yeasts that can be used are very strictly regulated, in sour cream, you kind of just let it sour naturally, and then you pump it into a tub and you sell it. Isn't that delicious? Now, in order to be sour cream, you have to have at least 18% milk fat by weight. Which is interesting, because that means that if you are eating sour cream, you are eating 1 in 5 of the things is just fat. You are eating a spoonful of fat. Interesting, but delicious, but really not that delicious when you think about it. But sour. That's the important part. Anyway, if you can't tell, sour is a very far-reaching genre of flavors and of ideas. It is not an incredibly far-reaching genre of music. There are a large number of songs and artists with sour in their band or title name, whatever. But, as we have seen, a lot of them are kinda nasty metal music, and B-sides from experimental rock bands. This is actually the best I could find, so think about that the next time you want to type sour into your Spotify playlist. Anyway, we just did sour milk, as sour cream, of course, so coming off of that and ending our program on a slight bit of a sour note, here is C. Olina with Milk.
Open the blinds now, never mind.
Jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you